You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
We know what daylight is, but things become much less obvious when we talk about daylights, as in scaring the living daylights out of someone.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Kurzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
And I love this one. This came from our program director here at Michigan Radio, Zoe Clark.
And she said, what are we doing when we scare the daylights out of someone? And I didn't know this one. Learn something new every day. I'm delighted to know this one. If you go back into the 18th century in English, you discover that around the mid-18th century, daylights started to mean eyes. And once you know that, you can imagine, I imagine a cartoon character when they get scared and their eyes bug out of their head.
Yeah, like a Looney Tunes character, yeah.
And you get a new sense of scaring the daylights out of someone. You have scared the eyes out of them. Let's look at what happened with daylights. It first shows up in the mid-18th century, meaning eyes. And I apologize to all our listeners. Things are about to get really violent here. In 1752, we first see the expression to darken someone's daylights. And this means to give them a black eye. By the early 19th century, we're getting dashing people's daylights out, beating people's daylights out, knocking people's daylights out.
Wow, you weren't kidding.
I know. And so I have this example, 1813, to dash thy daylights out, or to beat the daylights out of.
I love that they can say it so eloquently.
I know. So there we have the daylights and what it means there to scare the daylights. But what about the living daylights?
Why are they living? Can they be dead?
We don't seem to really know the answer to this one. I turned to Michael Quinion, who has the wonderful website World Wide Words, and his theory is that we start to see living daylights in the late 19th century because people probably didn't know what daylights were anymore, and the living daylights was a way to restore that meaning of you're sort of beating the life out of someone or scaring the life out of someone to have the living daylights. So I don't think we've ever had dead daylights, but I know that when Zoe was talking with Doug Tribou here on Michigan Radio, that Doug asked, why can't there be dying nightlights?
Because there just can't be. That's why.
When I went to look at the corpus of contemporary American English to see, do we ever do anything with daylights that is not violent? The answer seems to be pretty much no. I mean, scaring is the least violent. Other than that, it's to beat, to knock, to kick, to pound. You will find it used metaphorically in sports. I looked at a headline from the end of September of this year, and there's this headline, Washington State beat the daylights out of USC.
It's still violent. Still
kind of
violent.
It is still violent, absolutely. But it's a way to say that they beat them soundly. So they didn't actually, they metaphorically beat them. There is one other place where daylights appears in a way that isn't totally violent, but I don't think we say this much anymore, which is to work one's daylights out.
I've never heard that.
I know, but it's kind of a great expression if we wanted to bring it back. If it means eyes and you just work so hard that you work your daylights out.
All right, Ann, you and me, let's bring it back. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Ann Kurzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.